So today we keep Holy Cross Day, a feast that draws us to the very heart of our faith. The cross, once an instrument of cruelty and shame, has been transformed into the great sign of God's love, hope, and salvation. Our gospel reading a moment ago recalls Moses lifting up the bronze serpent in the wilderness. The people were weary and despairing, yet God gave them a sign of healing. And Jesus tells us that his own cross will be like that. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, he says, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. And then come those familiar words, don't they? For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. It is actually our second reading, the reading from Philippians, that takes us deeper. In that reading, St. Paul sings of Christ, who though he was in the form of God, did not cling to his equality with God. Instead, he emptied himself, kenosis in Greek, taking the form of a servant, humbling himself, even to death on a cross. That word, kenosis, is important. It tells us that God's power is not about clinging on, but about letting go. Not about domination, but about love. Rowan Williams once put it this way. He said, in Jesus, we see the true shape of divine power. The power to give away. The power to give away power and the freedom to let go. In developing their understanding of kenosis, Christ's self-emptying of himself, the church fathers reasoned that as God hung on the cross, he descended to the very lowest depths so that he might lift us to the highest heights. And more recently, Sarah Coakley, a contemporary Anglican theologian who has taught at Cambridge, Harvard, and Princeton, and is much respected for her work and reflection on the cross, reminds us that God's vulnerability is not a weakness, but the very place where God's glory is revealed. So that's what kenosis means, that God holds nothing back, but pours himself out entirely in love. And that changes how we see the cross. It's not just the place where Jesus suffered. It's actually the fullest expression of who God is. Desmond Tutu captured it in this way. Goodness is stronger than evil. Love is stronger than hate. Light is stronger than darkness. And life is stronger than death. So that, my friends, is the message of the cross. So what does all of that mean for us here in Bolney? Well, the other day I passed by the village war memorial cross. How many people over the years have stood there in times of grief and of remembrance? That simple cross has been a sign of strength, not removing the pain, but reminding people that love has gone before them and holds them still. Christ's cross does the same. It tells us we are never alone, never alone, even in the darkest of times. So when we look at the cross today, we see three things. that love is stronger than hate, that life is stronger than death, and that we are never alone. Friends, many of us know what it feels to feel tired, to feel weighed down, maybe to feel a little discouraged. But the cross reassures us that Christ emptied himself for us. And because of that, he can fill us with his strength and his love. So Holy Cross Day invites us not to just admire the cross from a distance, but to let its pattern shape our lives, to carry our own crosses with faith and courage, and to help others to carry theirs. For kenosis is not only about Jesus, it's also the pattern for his people and a pattern for us. Every time we let go of pride to forgive, every time we put aside our own comfort to care for another, every time we carry another's burden as if it were our own, we share in Christ's self-giving love. So next time you see the cross, here, at the altar, at the war memorial, maybe around your neck, or traced on your forehead in blessing, remember it's not only a sign of Christ's death, but of his life, his love, and his victory. It's God's promise that we belong to him, and that his love will never let us go. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life.